stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon. Amen. Always give God the glory. Praise the Lord, my friends. Are you ready to hear about the end days truth and the false exposed on the Prophecy Power half hour? Getting you ready for the troublesome days ahead. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 4, which reads, "We told you before that we should suffer tribulation, even as it came to pass, and ye know, so do not fear the end times, or especially the tribulation period, my friends, for the time of the end holds no fear for a true truth Christian. Amen. And please know that the I Am has sent me unto you. Glory to God. The day of the Lord is at hand, and those who listen to this program will truly be informed and ready Christians. The times of the end are here, so get it right and get yourself ready. This True Truth God-ordained program is spiritual. Therefore, it needs your support and prayer, tithes, love gifts, and offerings, if it is to stay on the air, and that's the true truth. Attention Wednesday night listeners, WWCR will change the Wednesday night frequency from 9350 to 5070 on October 28th. Therefore, the Wednesday, October 28th science program will be on WWCR frequency 5070. Now for another Last Days End Times quick Bible study by Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, from the original King James Version. 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 11, "And he said, Go forth, and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains, and brake in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice." Verse 13, "And so it was, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle, and went out, and stood in the entering in of the cave." Watchman comment, we would call it the entrance of the cave, but that's the way they said it back in those days. My friends, the prophet Elijah, through his dramatic demonstration of the Lord's authority and power, inspired repentance in the people of Israel, calling them to exercise his judgment on idolaters by slaying 450 prophets of Baal and 400 prophets of Asherah on Mount Carmel. Yet this spiritual victory was followed by a severe demonic reprisal through the woman Jezebel. Her words so terrified Elijah that he literally ran for his life. The conflicts in the spirit realm are truly awesome. The moment of Elijah's greatest victory became the very context for his greatest temptation, and he was devastated, discouraged, and depressed to the point of hopeless despair by Jezebel's vengeful threat to kill him. But the Lord had not abandoned his man of God. No, he hadn't. In the midst of Elijah's flight, Yahweh sent his angel to feed and encourage the prophet for his 40-day journey from Beersheba to Mount Horeb, where he undoubtedly expected protection at the mountain where Moses had first encountered Yahweh. My friends, Yahweh, spelled Y-A-H-W-A-H in modern spelling, Y-H-W-H in Old Hebrew, means simply Jehovah or Adonai, meaning my Lord, my God. Completely alone, Elijah takes refuge in a cave, where the Lord finds him and initiates a conversation which seems almost casual. "What are you doing here, Elijah?" the Lord asks. And the prophet begins to pour his heart out, complaining about his isolated, desperate condition. God's reply in another dramatic demonstration, but this one is different and personally tailored for Elijah's discouragement. Whirlwind, earthquakes, and fire are all devoid of his presence, but there, in a still small voice, the prophet hears his Lord. My, my, my. Do you hear the Lord, my friends? Maybe you're not listening. Maybe you're not even listening well to this program. Perhaps unrepentant sinners and backslidden believers require dramatic demonstrations, catastrophes, and devastating judgments to awaken their attention to God's presence and will. But we who love Him are invited to a more intimate relationship, one which takes place in privacy and quiet listening. Tonight, my friends, could be a good time to renew your relationship with Almighty Yahweh. Amen. Enough said? Get right and get ready. Hallelujah, amen. We are revealing His presence tonight on this True Truth program as we proclaim, "Come soon, Lord Jesus." Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 2:4.
And God said, I am that I am. And He said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, Let there be light.
Behold, I have set before you a path of victory and not of defeat, a path that is my path, that is sure and is true and goes straight to my purpose, says the Lord. For I, your Father, have called you and chosen you. Behold this time that you live in. Behold the strengths that I have given you. Behold the sureness that is within you. For I wish to take you forward now. Though the world is turning back to its wicked and evil ways, which must happen, but you, my children, must go on. You must not falter. You must stay on the path, says the Father God.
Amen. We stand at the door of the greatest time the earth has ever seen, the time when I shall come from my church. So let your eyes be upon me, your thoughts be upon my thoughts. Let your mind be renewed in my spirit, that there is no fear within you, that you're bold in the spirit, that you speak my word in boldness, that others may hear and know that truly these are the last days. Truly I am coming soon, and they'll make themselves ready. Let your hope, let your expectation be increased, for truly I, your Father God, shall do all that I have said that I shall do.
And now, a new True Truth Prophecy Quick Bible Study by Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, from the original King James Version. My, in this program, you get the true truth right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of men. Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 and 10. And after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried out with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God which sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb. My friends, have you ever heard how the Karen people of Burma were prepared for the gospel? This unique people's history reveals how the Lord had sovereignly preserved in their traditions their yearning for the one true God. For centuries, the Karen people rejected the teachings of Buddhism and Spiritism and clung to their ancient understanding of the true God, who they called Yahweh. They spelled it Y-W-A. Suggesting the influence of the Hebrew name Yahweh, Y-H-W-E-H, spelled in modern spelling. Karen traditions also point to Adam and Eve and their fall in the Garden of Eden. According to the tradition, because of transgressions, they fell from grace. An ancient poem powerfully expresses their hope and expectation of redemption. O children and grandchildren, we repent of our sins and cease to do evil, restraining our passions, and pray to Yahweh. He will have mercy on us again. If Yahweh does not have mercy on us, there is no other one who can. He who saves us is the only one, Yahweh. My dear friends, their stories relate how they lost the ancient books of Yahweh, and they are now anxiously awaiting the white men who would restore the ancient books to them. Another Quran poem is virtually prophetic. Ye sons of Yahweh, the white foreigners, obtained the words of Yahweh. The white foreigners, the children of Yahweh, obtained the words of Yahweh anciently. My. In the late 1800s, Christian missionaries actually did arrive in Burma, fulfilling that Quran prophecy, bringing the gospel of Yahshua Hebrew, Jesus English. Their message was overwhelmingly received. Today, a majority of the Quran people are believers because God had prepared their hearts to receive that prophetic message for over hundreds of years. The Quran waited expectantly for the white man's message of redemption from Yahweh, and Yahweh proved faithful to reach and redeem these Burmese tribes in his own good time. My dear listening friends, as we continue to share the good news, let's remember that the Lord initiates the work of redemption, and that we need to stay focused on the job at hand, and continue to labor in the harvest fields. The seed we have planted in patience will soon bear fruit, so let us not grow weary in well-doing, for we shall reap if we faint not. Amen and amen. The last days are upon you, my friends. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. Glory to God. Daryl from Maine has, in the Spirit of the Lord, sent a wow walk on water love gift, and I bless him for obeying the Spirit of the Lord. Because without that love offering, I would not be on the air tonight, and you would not hear this program, and that is the truth. Amen. Father, bless Daryl, Father, and all those who make each of your science programs possible. You know who they are, Lord, and you know their every need. Bless them abundantly, Lord. Amen and amen. And also bless all the listeners, Lord God, as you touch them with your true truth on this program tonight. Amen and amen. If you appreciate this program as tonight's sponsor did and sent his love gift to keep it on the air and would miss it if it went off the air, your support would be greatly appreciated, my friends. Just pray and ask the Lord what you should do. That's all you have to do, and then obey what the Lord tells you. The address as well as a number to call can be heard at the end of this program, so get your pen and paper ready. Now the prophecy news behind the news. With my Spirit-filled and Spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Health alert. Why you don't want ripped abs if you hope to survive 666 and the end days. Ribbed abs are what the weightlifters call a six-pack of muscles that show in the front on the lower belly. Why do I have this on this program? Well, please let me explain. There are three reasons for not wanting to do that. Number one, having ribbed abs is only achieved by shedding excess body fat and achieving a dangerously low body fat level, such as 5% for men. Number two, people with ribbed abs, meaning that they have very low body fat, have virtually no excess calories to keep them alive if access to food in the end days is suddenly limited. Number three, people with ribbed abs have no built-in insulation from the cold. A person with very low body fat is extremely vulnerable to hypothermia, and the end times it may be difficult to find heat anywhere, unless you're prepared, that is. This may be a life or death matter if 666, the tribulation period, begins during the winter months and electricity or heating fuels are not available for extended periods of time. That is why I read this to you. You must be prepared, for the end is near. Luke chapter 11, verses 21 through 23. When a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted and divideth his spoils. He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth. My dear listening friends, that was, of course, the King James Version. But if you just think a little bit, you can understand those old English words because they do tell us in a way that the New English doesn't. So let me suggest to you that in the end of days, the stronger man will be the one that is prepared, the one who is taking care of himself spiritually and physically. The one who is saved, prayed up, spiritually ready, and materially ready. Meaning like when God instructed Joseph to prepare materially for the coming 7-year famine. So get right and get ready. Amen and amen. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the Prophecy News Behind the News. Scientists uncovered diversion of Gulf Stream path in late 2011. At a meeting with New England commercial fishermen last December, physical oceanographers Glenn Garwerkiewicz and Al Pudiman from the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute were alerted by three fishermen about unusually high surface water temperatures and strong currents on the outer continental shelf south of New England. He promised them he would look into what was happening, Gawerski said. And the result of that investigation was a discovery that the Gulf Stream diverged well to the north of its normal path beginning in late October 2011, causing the warmer-than-usual ocean temperatures along the New England continental shelf. Watchman comment, would this explain the warmer-than-normal U.S. East Coast winters? And they say this one's going to be a bad one, and it's turning out to be pretty mild, at least at this point, continuing. Obama knows the time is short. It would seem that the Obama administration is going full bore with their scorched, anti-constitutional, democratic, communist, socialist policies, understanding that the end of their reign over America is at hand. In the light of the 24/7 conservative media Tea Party's 2010 Republican victories, Americans' calls and letters to our elected representatives, Obama has continually moved the communistic and socialistic football down the field well inside the 10-yard line of America's constitutional republic. The Obama administration has openly shown their hostility towards the American Constitution and the rule of law for the past 4 years. However, the majority of registered voters are not drinking the Marxist Kool-Aid and have had it with Obama's elitist and destructive tendencies. Even though Obama's communistic socialistic agenda has been unstoppable, the majority of Americans are not for it, and those Americans will vote against it come November. Obama, like Hitler, a narcissist in the same manner, but not to that extreme, Obama and his administration fully comprehend better than anyone that they are in deep trouble come November 2012, and the only thing for them to do is to go completely full-bore radical until this November and to do as much damage and destruction to America as possible. Proverbs chapter 1, verses 22 and 23. How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and the fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you, and I will make known my words unto you. My dear listening friends, in America, if you do not turn, this will be your reward. Proverbs chapter 1, verses 27 and 28. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. Watchman comment, thus saith the Lord God Almighty. Continuing. How an episode of Pokemon inspired the U.S. and Russian militaries to create zombie guns. In an episode of the popular Pokemon cartoon, caused almost 700 Japanese viewers, most of whom were children, to experience a vast range of ailments, from blurred vision, dizziness and nausea, to hyperventilation, convulsions and even seizures, and cases of temporary blindness. The severe reactions were caused by a virtual explosion scene that flashed red and blue light on the screen at just the right frequency to affect the brain and trigger a photosensitive reaction. Watchman comment, my dear listening friends, warning, warning, warning. Pokemon is a satanically based cartoon, and maybe now you will believe me when I tell you that, and I hope you do. Don't watch it. Rebuke it. Continuing. Students who refuse to be microchipped are punished by tyrannical Texas schools. According to reports, the school districts implemented new rules in the U.S. on October 1st that required each student to attend classes with photo ID cards embedded with a radio frequency identification RFID chip, so officials are able to track every pupil's location. One student, Andrea Hernandez, a sophomore, said that educators have turned a deaf ear to her pleas to respect her privacy and have told her she can't participate in school elections if she doesn't comply with a tracking program. Apparently, the Constitution really isn't taught in many U.S. schools these days. Watchman comment, my, nor is the mark of the beast, the New World Order, and the 666 system that is upon us today. Continuing. Apple patent expands on biometric identification implementations. When Apple purchased fingerprint security startup Authentic this summer, many began speculating that its biometric technology could make its way to the iPhone 5. Of course, the iPhone 5 announcement came and went without so much as a peep about biometric identification. But a handful of patent applications, especially one published recently, indicate Apple is certainly exploring the idea. Watchman comment? Well, it might even be there. You won't know until they reveal it. And it's going to get revealed soon, this Mark of the Beast 666 World Beast System. Before the rapture, I guarantee. Continuing. Another Obama executive order allows seizure of Americans' bank accounts. Titled An Executive Order from the President Regarding Authorizing the Implementation of Certain Sanctions, the order says that if an individual is declared by the President, the Secretary of State, or the Secretary of the Treasury to be a sanctioned person, he or she will be unable to obtain access to his or her accounts. They will be unable to get any loans or move loans to any other financial institution inside or outside the United States. Watchman comment, does that sound to you like the American president or an American dictator? How many times must I say it? 4 more years of Obama and the free America we once knew will be gone. Continuing. Ground under Fukushima Unit 4 is sinking. Structure on verge of complete collapse. Japan. Though the mainstream media has long since abandoned the issue, the precarious situation at the Japan Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant power facility is only continuing to worsen. This is highly concerning as Unit 4 currently holds more than 1,500 spent nuclear fuel rods that are still there, and at a collective 37 million curies of deadly radiation that, if released, could make much of the world completely uninhabitable. The ground beneath Unit 4 has already sunk by about 31.5 inches since the disaster, and the sinking has taken place unevenly. If the ground continues to sink, which it is expected to do, or if another earthquake or even a low magnitude 6 earthquake occurs in the region, the entire structure could collapse, which would fully drain the cooling pool and cause catastrophic meltdown. They are keeping it from you. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. My dear listening friends, support for this program is needed. If you appreciate this program and would miss it if it went off the air, your love gift, no matter how small, keeps it on the air. So please pray. And if the Lord is touching your heart, after prayer, respond and please write. Sign spelled S-I-G-N-S P-O Box 1-2-2 Town is Lyle. Spell that. L I-S-L-E, state is New York, just abbreviate, N-Y, zip code in the U.S. of A, 13797. Leave your return address off and enclose cash to remain anonymous if you want. But I promise I will not bug you for more, just please know that. I truly thank you for writing and for helping to keep all the signs, radio programs on the air. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Now a devotional to help keep you informed, titled, God's Green Pastures. Psalm 23, verse 2. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. My friends, the average American who reads this scripture passage probably thinks of green pastures as wide areas of unending soft green grass. And that's good to picture. However, in Israel, not the United States where it can be found, but in Israel, the climate is so dry that there's really no such thing. Long ago, the shepherds of Israel learned to find grass where most people wouldn't think to look. In Israel, green pastures are created as the breeze from the Mediterranean Sea brings moisture into the arid climate. It is from this moisture that a kind of dew settles upon the sides of certain hills, creating little tufts of grass that spring up, just enough for one day's feeding for a flock of sheep. The shepherds would lead their flocks through the hot, parched desert in search of these tufts of grass. There is no wonder those sheep would obey the shepherd's voice, is there? For he knew what to do and where to find these little tufts of grass. They would easily die in the desert trying to survive on their own. The sheep learned to depend on the shepherd to daily lead them to their survival food. How many times does it feel like you, my friends, are walking aimlessly through the desert of life, and there doesn't seem to be any refreshment near? No little tufts of grass, if you will. When your life is bombarded with trial after trial, it can certainly feel that way. But you must keep in mind that though you are walking through the desert, your shepherd, Almighty Yahweh, is leading you to green pastures, tufts of green grass, to refresh you daily. That's why it's so important to read your Bible. And it's these times in the desert that God causes you to depend more upon Him. These thirsty times are special times, times to be embraced, times where you can find the quenching of your thirst in a word from God's holy word. So, my friends, don't despise those desert walks with a shepherd, and don't be afraid. Quench your thirst. God has something special for you. And always remember, Yahweh has His green pasture near where you are right now. Amen. Especially if you have your Bible handy. Amen. The day of Christ is at hand, my friends. Get ready, get ready, get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now a preached altar call in a church service by Brother Ralston. My dear listening friends, you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I pray you do, and when you do, you will not fear the end times, last days that you live in. Instead, you'll be awake and blessed and ready. As I always say, get right and get ready. Please tune in at 9 p.m. Eastern this coming Saturday night for a fresh new program on frequency 4840, 9 p.m. You calculate your time. That's 9 p.m., 4840. Here's the address to write again. S-I-G-N-S. P.O. Box 122 LISLENY 13797.
Hello, Brother Johnson. It's Brother Joe. I called last week, I think. Maybe it didn't go through, but I'm listening on 9350 in Southern California in Ramona. And keep up the good work. It's hard to find a King James Bible church anywhere. People think that you can look the New King James or the New International. They don't realize that the devil has diluted the word and changed it subtly. But hang in there. I hope you do well. Thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you, Brother Joe, for both those calls. I did get them both. I sure appreciate it. Sometimes it takes me a while to get these calls digitized and put them on the air. So forgive a very busy brother, my friend. And I thank you, and I appreciate all that you had to say. God bless you. Thanks for calling from out there in California, Maranatha. Now, my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear this program when you call or when you write. I appreciate it. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. If you get a busy signal, please hit redial until you get through. I only have one line. Is there anyone out there listening tonight? 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks again, my friends, for tuning in to Signs International Radio, the program that is preparing you for the last days and times and the return of your Lord for His church. Amen. I pray you're part of that church, His church, not the world church. I sure do appreciate all those who send their love gifts to keep this program on the air. I can assure you the Lord will bless you. Amen. Signs Radio listeners are the best. They are loyal, and they help get the true truth out to the world.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.